I met a friend of mine who shall remain nameless.
I met a friend of mine who shall remain nameless. This happened years ago. I was with military intelligence in Arizona. I mentioned some experiences I had had overseas, and somehow the subject of UFOs came up, and he said, "Well, would you like to see some aliens?" I said, "You must be joking," and he said, "That's fair to say. Now get in the car."
We drove on a highway
over the base onto a dusty road. Chamisa and Sage flattened by the headlights, hiding barbed wire over grazing land. After a turn, we went underground. I doubt if I could ever find that place again. I doubted what I saw.
The craft was cordoned off by
yellow hemp rope. Everywhere you looked, you got the impression that something was underneath. 20 feet across inside the craft, I saw symbols, switches and lights, and something like a screen. 7 feet high, 4 feet around, beautiful gold and a green that wasn't green. He knew how to open and close the door, but he wouldn't tell me about it. He said, "Right now we're nowhere, and it's just before dawn, when Mayans wait for the morning star. Tears would think somewhere beneath, tears underneath all of this, tear-shaped were their eyes. Everyday life, see, something else is going on. Their eyes, if you touch them, they would break.